Begin the current daf, set the human daf test, begin on an begin a test, the master begins with the Gemara, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Ani, Nami Loi. There also, we don't require him to separate the first type and the poor man's type, because I'm like, you don't know Demai, it's a Safik. You, the onus of proof is on the one who's trying to extract. Says Taisa, well, I'm daf kenach. Now, this part of the halacha is not specifically regarding the leniencies regarding the baker, rather, every single person. A regular person, he separates them, and he gets the kibbutz. We learn that then, he got up and he instituted for them. So someone buys produce from an ignoramus. So, Trumas Meiser, you have to separate the kibbutz of the coin. Meiser Sheni, unlike the Nachtim, he has to go up and bring up and eat him slime. Meiser Ishan, Meiser Onim, it's a bit of a rye. So, that's not only for the Nachtim. Now, but then Tosafot has a question. It says, why don't we say Betrumas Maisa also? Mafisha Vishalai, because regarding monetary law, you could separate it, it's really yours, because it's Mechma Libraya. And although regarding prohibitory law, you can't eat it, fine. But let him sell it to the Kahanim and then take its profits. And that's essentially what you could say is, keeping the Dava Murhu, since it's a very little amount, it's only 1/100th of the produce, but also the value is very little. You would have to sell it at a very cheap price. There's not many people that could eat from this because only Kahanim could. So they can't punish it. So since it's very little and very insignificant, the Chacham already instituted that, they should just give it straight to the Kahanim. The next test begins with the Gemara. And in the first verse of English, there was only, in all those 410 years, there was only 18 Kahanim. In contrast to the second verse of English. Now, Rival Garis, Shemayna Kahan. His guess was not Shemayna Aser, 18, but rather Shemayna. It's only 8 Kahanim Gedalim. He seems to be right, as it says in the pasuk in Divrei Yamim that Yechonon gave birth to Azariah, Ashakian, Bevayis, Ashabana Shlemim, that he was the priest in the house that Shlemim Melch built, which sounds like that he was the first Kohen Gadol, and that his father Yechonon was not a Kohen Gadol. And then it says that after was Imaria, Achitav, Tzadok, Shalom, Chilkiah, Azariah, Sariah, Beyit Tzadok, Bohalach, Begal, such a Mesudan, Yehit Tzadok was ready, Tzadkiah HaMelech. You know, Tzadik, that this was the last of the Kahanim Gedalim, he also went into the Galus, he was exiled from the Judea. So you see, if you count, there was, regarding the Kahanim Gedalim, all the way to Yai Tzadik, he went into Galus, that's it. That, there was 8 Kahanim Gedalim in the first place of Mikdash. But the Maaseh Tosafot says in all the texts of the Sifri, of Yerushalmi, Gassin, Yitzchazkan, the Gears is 18, not 8. So such a kam gets as a swarm. So Tai says not like the Rivat to edit and amend the text, but rather to substantiate the text that we have, that there was 18, is because the test kan gidalim hayad yatali bukhulu. Truth is, if you count, there was 9 kan gidalim until yatzavik, etc. And the signe kahuna. Additionally, you have the skan kahanim, the ones who are the deputy kan gidalim. They were also considered kahanim gedolim, shemiskin lecholechad skan tachtam, that they prepared for each one a deputy beneath. The ma'arit ches, that would make it for a total of 18. Because Ashkum said malachim, like we find at the end of Sefer Malachim, the kochash of the kohen gadol, the skan shalei b'hadi adadi, that they mention over there the kohen gadol together with his deputy. The chiluk says in the pasuk, "Vikach rab tabachem esiri kohen rosh u'mishnei u'tzafanyo." So you see, they considers his deputy together with him, and therefore that's where you get the number 18. But then, if that's the case, that's the second look, it says, if that's the case, when we count the gear in our Gemara, the contrast of the numbers, we should also count the deputies. It shouldn't say that there was 300, it's close to 600 that when the time is second base of Midrash. That's not difficult. In the first Beis Hamikdash, we picked the number 18 because we're picking not only the Kohen Gadol, which were 9, but even the deputies times 2 to make it a chiddush. That is, even if you're going to say, that's not possible that something, a mishap happened to the Kohen Gadol at least one time in Yom Kippurim, serving in the function of the Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol turns out that his deputy had to take over that Yom Kippurim. So the most it could have been is even if every Kohen Gadol had one time that something happened to him and that his deputy had to take over, okay, so at the most it was 18 Kohen Gadolim that served in that position in the first place of Mikdash. Of course, we would say that nothing ever happened to Kohen Gadol. The number would be even much lower. But that's what Kantra is saying by the second base of Migdash. Given the Chalech Elohi Tishnasa, since each one didn't even live out the year, Nukkah Gimel Meisel Rav Chedimosa, which we're picking number 300 as a Chiddush. That Philim Timslam Nivusam Elisha Meshagas Kantach the interview in the same second base of Migdash that the deputy of each Kangolo never even served in place of him. Kimish Lahi Kangolo even became Kermechad, because the Kangolo was only Kangolo for one Yom Kippur. So Misle Shrichu, it's very uncommon, Shaboy Bayoim Iro Oinus, that that day what happens a mishap, Vishimis Kantach of, and that the deputy would take the place. That's what I'm saying. Even so, it's still going to be close to 300. So you're right. 18 might have been less, and 300 might have been more, but we're still showing that that disparity between the first and the second base of Mikdash. Especially since the second base of Mikdash, it wouldn't make sense that the deputy took over because they were barely kind gadol. They were less than a year. Well, there's another approach, it appears to me. This is what we're saying, that there were 18 kind gadol in the first base of Mikdash. That's actually from Pinchas, who was mentioned in the Torah, and onward. Shenitlo Zarachim, that was given to him and his children afterwards, this of the kahuna. So it sounds like this from the Sefri, that it says, it says after Parashat Penchas, that I'm going to give him the breast of Shalom, Malamit Shamdu, Mimenu, Bebinya Rishon, Yotchas Kam Navim, comes to teach that from him in the first place in English was 18 high priests. Bebinya Sheni, Pekan Machulu, and then in the second place in English, they had 18 Kam Gidan from him. Now, Obinya Rishon explains Taisus, Karma Mishkan ve'elech ad Galus Ha'aretz. It's calling it from the time of when the Mishkan and the times of the Midbar until they went in Galus from Eretz Yisrael. So it's like that in Yerushalmi, that Rishon in the beginning, Yerushalmi Mishamshin, who, Ubenoi, Uben Benoi, Shimshu, Yotchaz Kanim, starting from him and his sons and his grandson, they had 18 Kan Gidam. Now, V'adukam Ahoch B'shmaite Zeb, but I, our Sugya says, Mikdash Rishon, Shomad Dal Meis V'Esa, that it's, we're talking about the first base of Mikdash that stood for 410 years. And that there was only 18 Kam Gedolim. What do you mean? Based on what we're saying, it's not just in the first base of Mikdash. It means from the time of Pinchas and onward. So it says, yeah, you're right. It's really from the Mishkan. From the Bailamim, it's just because he wanted to say Mikdash in the Shem and Dalmeis Vesem that stood for 420 years. Vishim Shem Kablagim Mason, still there was close to 300, and because we wanted to show you that they didn't even live out the year. So Naganame, Minim Bidden Beis Rishon, so therefore we also just said the number of years of the first base of Mikdash. But you're right. But those 18 Kam Gedolim that were mentioning, Lishim Shukum Beis Rishon, they weren't all just in the first Beis Hamikdash. And the Hachim Purushai, Vishim Shubay Yudches, when it says, and they served for eight, there was 18 of them, Kolem, what it means to say, Shim Shubay Kam Kolkach, Ache Yishlim Alachez Ben Yudches, and Oisim Shashim Shemekar. That there were so many of these, the descendants of Pinchas, that there was 18 in totality from the beginning all the way through that they went to Golas from Eretz Yisrael. And since Taiz Bechim Tzasim Devar Yom, so too I found this in Sefer Devar Yom, where it talks about the yichus of the different families, and it mentions Elazar, who has been Aaron HaKohen, and he had his son Pinchas, and his son Avishua, and then Bakin, Uzi, and Zerachia, Meroyas, and Maria, Achitav, and Tzadik, Achimot, and Zarya, Yechon, and Azarya, Maria, Achitav, Tzadik, Shalom, Chilkia, Zarya, Zarya, and Tzadik, Harem, Avishua, and Pinchas, so he's even the son of Pinchas. At Zerahia, yes, Yud Chas Kan, just 18 Kan Gedalim. Like we said, that's where the number 18 comes from. Now, but Lois Sudeh Bechlau, he went to exile with Gaz Yechanya. And like Chasham, by Simir Tchaz Kam, there is not mentioned the 18 Kam Gedolim. Eloisim Shashim Kol Yimim, only those who served in that position all their days. Absolutely, Shagolim Begolz Yechani, because this was in Melachim. So, and the Yitzadik Shagolim Begolz Yitzidki, that he went in the Golas of Tzidki HaMelech. Like Chasham, they weren't counted in different episodes to get the number 18. Again, it's regarding the descendants of Pinchas. Now, Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov Basha, Omalonu B'Shem Rabbi Yukisil HaLevi Mer Vamaisha, that to resolve our Gemara that says 18 to the Pasuk in Yamim, which sounds like that there wasn't even 10 Kahanim, that actually the Azarya, who is this Pasuk we started off with in Taisvis, actually Lahoy B'mei Shlema. He was not in the days of Shlema. Elahayin Azarya, he's the Azarya Shlema B'mei Uziyahu. Now, so what are we saying? That he's the one, Ashakin B'bayis, Ashabon Shlema, and that's what sounds like, oh, starting from him all the way till Yatzadik, so that we said there's only 8? No. Or 9, as Taisus says it later. But Ulafisha must have not shown the base of Mikdash since he gave over his life regarding the service of base of Mikdash, because Kishabot Uziyo, Lishos when Uziyo, Hamelech came to do the Avodah, Bechirvis, and he disregarded him, that he rebuked him, that who are you to come to do the Avodah? You're not a Kohen. Can I assume that Debra Yom, like Debra Yom and Beis, Lekach Nekra Shemai. That's why it's called on his name, like Ashakin Bevayis. Because through him, the mitzvah of Kuna was fulfilled, because he was Maitz Nefesh, that he wasn't afraid of the king. So he wasn't the first Kohen Gadol. Because actually before it was Eeyore, there was another nine Kahanim Gedolim. So you're right, from him to the end was nine. But from before him, there was also nine. Yash Lefanav. And so he said this over. And it was appropriate in front of him, Mishum Matzah, that he liked this pshat. And Mishum Matzah came to Feresh, Dibra Yamim, Shapishu Tamidi Rav Sadia Zatzal. The Rav Sadia guy, the student, they actually write in Dibra Yamim this interpretation that it wasn't really he was the first one, it's just he was Maisi Nefesh, but there was nine before him, so it actually was 18. Can we learn the first base of Mekdash? I bought the Sefri, Ika, I, we find the Sefri, the Shabbayis Chain, Hoichmoin Kanim. The second base of Mekdash was 80 Kanim. Bisham Kanami Hakan Shami says also Bamalo, some say pay Allah, Bamala pay Bay, Bamala pay Gimel, some say 81, 82, 83. But Ishmaita Amri Gimel Bayz, what I mean our sugi we say that there was 300 Kami Dom second base Midash. Shamat you could say similar to the answer we gave before, Hasam like a Khashab El Kaham Shazm Pinchas. There Yisham is only mentioning the descendants that were the second base Midash that were from Pinchas, which like we said, that was reward. And that's like Sham, like we said regarding the 18 that was in the from the first base Midash, meaning from the days of the Midbar. And that's why it says 80, 81, 83, but really regarding all of them in total, not just those in Pinchas, where like our Gemara says, 300.